Alderman Cooper had brought it up at our last finance committee meeting and asked if there was a possibility that we could raise a per diem from $50 to $75, and the council said that was too much. We couldn't do that, but they would possibly look at a $60 per meeting rate. So, but like you said, it was 1998 or 1999 since the last time it was approved. It's been brought up a couple other times in my tenure, and usually they no action was made, and it just kind of died and was not brought forward. In this case, it has been brought forward. Passed tonight, of course, because it's just first reading, so there's no discussion. But at the next council meeting, there'll be some discussion, and it looks like there'll probably be quite a bit of discussion on whether we move forward. But right now, it seems like the council's kind of wishy-washy on whether they want to move forward with it. And we have to realize, too, that with an election next April, that would only affect the newly elected aldermen. So only four of the aldermen that are up for election next spring would be affected by the raise. The other four would not receive a raise until their election in two more years.
So if it's a 4-4 vote, where does Mayor Chris Haglock stand?
Wow, $10 raise. Sure, it's nice for all the efforts that we put in, but it's not always necessary.